You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. Welcome to Shine Lord Radio. This is your host, B. Ray, and I have Kia D and T. Smalley in the house. What's up, you guys?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Happy Shine Lord. Shine Lord Radio.
Already. I think I got Facebook going for a second, as long as we don't play too much music. And I got we got the Zoom up, so Smalley's on the Zoom. What's up, T? So yeah, I think we're gonna work it out. We gotta, you know, we're gonna perfect that. Yeah. So today I wanted to do something a little different, a little unorthodox, but I thought it was funny. And when you hear it, I'm pretty sure you gonna think it's funny, but it's really unorthodox. So y'all know Nephew Tommy off of Steve Harvey Morning Show, right?
Hello? Yep.
Oh, okay. So I had been listening to his jokes, his pranks, and one of them says, you can't come to church anymore. Another one says, God may not be through with you yet, but we're through with you. So I'm trying to remember which one I downloaded the fastest. But it's a trip because the lady that he called was so adamant about, how can you tell me what I can and can't do, and how are you going to tell me I can't come to church because I don't pay my tithes and offering, you know, stuff like that. So it just got funny for a second. You might hear some bleeping out, because they do bleep out their stuff because of the nature of the comedy. But, so I wanted to bring that up, and then I wanted to discuss that. And then I had something else we were going to talk about. I'm going to send it to Big Joe as well. 81 ways to naturally cleanse your body and home and more with apple cider vinegar. So that's going to be a topic that I can give him for the mind, body, and soul radio show. But I wanted to bring it up a little bit because I know it's season where we have a lot of fruit in the house. And those little fruit flies, gnats, whatever you call them, they are very, very bothersome. So I learned this trick by reading the book. And once again, it's 81 ways to cleanse your house and your body and more. So with that being said, I was going to go in and read that chapter again where it says you can put some dishwashing liquid, preferably Dawn or whatever your purpose is, but they prefer Dawn, and some apple cider vinegar. Put it in like a cup, a mason jar, or something that you can secure a lid on. Poke very little holes in it, and the next day you should see some gnats being caught or the fruit flies being caught. And if you don't, then you didn't do it right, because the smell of the apple cider vinegar attracts them to it. And then once they get into the soap situation, they stuck. They can't go nowhere. So I found this to be an awesome plug. So here's Nephew Tommy and Don't Come to Church No More. And we'll be right back right here on your number one listening station, We Talk Radio, Shine Lord Radio, right here on Saturday.
Right now I'm coming at y'all to let y'all know that I have done some things that I should not have done. I know some of y'all right now saying, now, Tommy, you going to hell for this one. And there's a possibility that... Well, no, we don't want to make that a possibility. Let me rephrase that. It's just a joke. I called a lady and told her that we as the members of the church didn't want her at the church no more. Some Christians... It don't sit too well with them.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds.
From what? From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From Moore's Hill. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that I called it. The deacon board and had a meeting as well as Pastor Stoll. And they didn't have a meeting. They come to the understanding that they're going to ask you to not come to church right now because about that them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they are, and want you to just I don't know if they're going to suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church.
Well, that's what they come up with. Now, we didn't have a meeting with the Deacon Board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church.
Well,
what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offerings.
Well, there's another thing that's been brought to our attention that we're going to be calling a lot of members about is people not paying the tithes the way they're supposed to.
I pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
but I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sister Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well, now, what it is, we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make, is what I'm saying.
What I make is my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill needs to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on table is about these boys and being disrupted the way they are. They don't want that to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody kids is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or their mama.
Well, we're gonna pray for them, and we're gonna pray for you too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm gonna keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm gonna keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Mars Hill. And you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Mars Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called up. Now,
well, you get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me, telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me. Now,
I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids in their trouble.
Well, Sister Mayfield, where was you this past Sunday you wasn't at?
I wasn't at church because I had overstepped. And why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
Sister Mayfield. Hello?
Yeah.
One more thing. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. I got you.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. How you going? Sorry. But y'all bogus. Y'all is so bogus. I'm like, who is this guy? He's talking about church beer.
You know what I like about you, though?
Well,
ain't nobody gonna keep you out the Lord's house. You gonna show up and show out every Sunday.
Every Sunday, I'm coming to church in the name of Jesus.
I know that's right, baby.
Well, thank you.
Hey, baby, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Now, do you even have to ask me that? The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
All right. Welcome back. So I'm going to go with the callers on the radio first so I won't get too much feedback from the ones that's on Zoom. What did y'all think about that?
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that
she said she's going to church anyway.
Anyway, you ain't stopping me from going to church. Now, you might hear a little extra buzzing because I'm going to go to the Zoom link real quick and see what they have to say out there in Zoom world. Zoom world, what's up?
We can't hear anything in Zoom land. If y'all are saying something in Zoom land, we can't hear a thing. Well, if y'all can hear me, this is Kitty, and we got to thank you all for being a part of the Shine
right,
Lord
okay.
Radio Show. Okay.
All right.
Feedback.
The feedback is back.
Okay.
No?
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Well,
okay.
I could hear you, but
I
you guys
you,
went away.
Guys
who
went
was
away.
Talking to on Zoom? We couldn't hear. I couldn't hear.
Okay. I got them on the phone line now. So, ma'am, go ahead with your comment.
Okay. You asked what we thought of the clip.
Yes,
I missed
Tommy.
Now,
correct.
I think that
it was funny, and he is funny. But I think this church business shouldn't be that kind of church business that he called about. The church is serious business,
and
we as believers should take it that way. So you're saying no one from the finance team should call you and ask you why you haven't been paying your tithes, why you haven't been coming to church type stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because
okay,
who's
I feel you on
that.
And
if
they've
been called the word, and they don't abide by the word, that's between them and God.
Right.
But to me, they turn the church into a cash machine.
Yeah.
And it's all about money.
Agree with you on that.
It's like the old church has gone somewhere.
And with this pandemic, it seems like God put this pandemic in the world.
Everybody going to heaven. But they're going to heaven.
Yeah, I say God put this pandemic in the world to get the churches back in order because he knew a lot of churches was out of order. So he was using this as a restart button to get your church back in order.
It's another thing. People prayed, it appeared to me, to come out and say what needs to be said. But Jesus needs bold soldiers. He don't need cowards.
Right.
And another thing is this. If you're not preaching the gospel, you're not doing that. You're just spinning wheels, breath and time.
Okay. Could you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministry. And I do a morning radio show, 7 a.m. to 9, that's called Jesus in the Morning Radio.
Oh, okay. Is it on Blog Talk?
Yeah, it's on Blog Talk.
And what day is it again?
The store, MissMuggs.org.
MissMuggs.org, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to go ahead and write this down so I can get ready to check you out, too.
Yes.
And you say you do it on Monday?
No, I do Blog Talk Monday through Friday. I'm on every
Monday
Monday morning.
Monday at what time?
Matter of fact, 7 a.m. to 9. Eastern Standard Time.
And that's Central Time, right?
That's Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. So Central Time would make that, what? Not 10 o'clock?
I think so, somewhere around in there. But okay. I'm celebrating 10 years this month, the 24th through the 31st. I'll be celebrating 10 years of Jesus in the Morning Radio.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And our president is on right now. If you all would like to exchange information so we can maybe network a little bit better and figure out some things, that would be great. Ms. Kia,
okay.
You there?
Okay.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Queen, on 10 years in radio.
That is amazing.
God bless you, Kia. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary in radio, actually on Blog Talk Radio in May of this year. So I understand the importance of that 10-year anniversary. So we should definitely collab this year and an interview together. I'll definitely get your information. I think B-Ray, as a matter of fact, I know she already wrote it down. Are you on Instagram?
I am, but check me out on Facebook more. I do more Facebook than Instagram. And there's a real bad echo here.
Yeah, I know. I hear it as well. And with figure out what's going on in the monkey, and I got my
Are you close to your computer?
No, we've got all of that. We've got all of that worked out, and it happened a couple weeks ago as well. And we can't. Every blue moon, it just happens. We can't figure out why. What is your name on Instagram?
On Facebook, I'm Barbara Jean Pittman. Barbara B-A-R-B-A-R-A Jean J-E-A-N. Pittman with two T's.
Got it.
Okay.
It was a coincidence how we met up. She heard our broadcast last week with Reverend Rogers and thought that it was the live one. I'm like, no. That was last week. We're gonna have someone different on. We have different topics or whatever. But I will get Pastor Rogers back on the line probably next month. We're working out a schedule as to when he can and can't when his availability is. So if you want to email me the question that you had for him, my email address is B as in Bronda, R-A-Y, at WeTalkRadio.com, and I can forward those questions to him if that's what you like
no,
to do.
No.
Were you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't really know him. I just saw the topic and stopped by. I was working late tonight, so I saw the topic and just stopped by.
Okay. Yeah, that's He's one of our standbys, ministers for We Talk Radio. We have several standby ministers for different shows, and he just happened to be the one that fits today. But like I said, if you have a question for him, please feel free to email me, and I can send it to him, and we can communicate back and forth.
Once you find me on Facebook. Send me a message or befriend me because I think I have something you may be interested in.
Okay. No problem.
It's a wonderful network. I had Joe Judge Brown on my show about a week ago. And then I have Dr. Ron Robinson and Mr. Gregory Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
So, we're gonna
wonderful.
We're gonna pay a bill, I do believe. Yeah, we're gonna pay one or two bills real quick. Hold on. One second, let me get it ready. Thought I was prepared, I was still writing. But yeah, that's some good information. And we look forward to working with you, networking with you, and everything.
Wonderful.
That's not the case. No.
right here on Friday. That's right, a new day, a new time, Friday, on We Talk Radio, Mind, Body, and Soul Show with your host, Big Joe. Of course, I'm Big Joe. So tune in on Friday, right here on We Talk Radio.
Yeah, I have to get a new commercial. I forgot we changed this date to Saturdays. But that's the other show I was talking about with the I was gonna share with him with the 81 ways of cleansing your body and house naturally. That's our mind, body, and soul DJ. Host Big Joe. Unfortunately, he's not with us tonight. But we also have a message from Kijana Owens. I think you were on this show the other day, if I'm not mistaken, but let's hear it and see.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
All right. So now it's back to music playing, foot stomping, get your hallelujah praise on.
All right.
Nehemiah 8:6 and Ezra, bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lifting
Amen.
Up their hands,
they bowed their
heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive
when we
the words
receive
of the Lord,
our
answer should
our
be
answer.
Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say
the church
Amen.
Say.
Let the church say Amen.
Let the church
say amen. God has spoken. So let the church
say
amen. Yeah. Let the church let them say
amen.
If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church
Let the church
say
amen.
the church say? Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so let the church say, oh, let the whole church say, God has spoken. Well, let the church say, let the church say. To die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does, know you've got a word that has come from above.
Come to the end of the show. So this is going to be a short show tonight. Print out.
See, Smiley actually is, he got a call from his daughter just now. He literally just took it. I saw him just run to another room. So he, I can definitely pray us out, or you can pray us out, B, right? You got it. Maybe you should pray, because there's an echo when I talk. So, you know, I want the prayer to be effective. I'd hate for somebody to miss the blessing because they listen to the echo. But we apologize for that, everybody. So, you know, sometimes things happen, but we appreciate you guys around the globe for sticking with us. And you can check us out every day of the week. B-Ray does an amazing job here on Sundays and producing all of our shows. So make sure you check us out every day of the week. www.wetalkradio.com.
That's it. And the number is 563-999-3456. Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for letting us see another day that was not promised to us. Thank you for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for those that are sick and shut in and can't get out, but they have very, very good caretakers to take care of them. Thank you for those that's on hospice with a good patient care take and good family relations. Thank you for those that are struggling. The struggle is real, but you said you will never put more on us than you will bear, that we could bear. And dear Lord, with all that being said, we want to say we love you, we thank you, and forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Hey, can we keep the Barrett family? The Barrett family in Fort Worth, Texas, we're keeping you all lifted up in prayer. We love you very much. We lost a beautiful angel, Tessie Barrett, on this week. And so we are in prayer for the entire Barrett family and anyone else out there who is on bereavement. We are in prayer with you and standing with you and for you. We're praying for you as well. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary.
All righty. So we're going to end this beautiful night with Georgia Mass Choir.
Great.
There was a family on their way down south, and they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came, the lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile, ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and the white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his round." Somebody say yes here. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room, and the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road, and she walked up to her and just opened up the screen door, and she peeped in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "Child, let me come in." She walked in and she looked at that white lady. She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" The white lady looked at her and said, "If you want to use the phone, you can use the phone." She said, "No, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to your closet." Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this. you know he's a doctor, let me hear you say yeah. Well, grandmama came out that closet and she made her way back to the living room, and everybody was just singing and praying to the Lord. The children had gotten happy. The white lady had got happy. And while they were praising the Lord, there come a knock on the door. There was a knock on the door. They were just praising the Lord. Daughter ran to the door and said, "Who is it?" The man that was standing at the door said, "Listen, little girl, I'm the doctor. If you don't mind, I was just in these bars and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in?" He walked in that room. She just raised her voice and said this:
"There is God, God in." I said, "God in my room." Oh, I did love my God. I had him right on my street. He healed me all my health in my room.
Let me hear you. Let me hear you say yes. Let me hear you say yes. If you know him to be a doctor, say yes. If you don't mind, help us sing one chord. Hey, it's joy. Come on, say it. Come on, everybody say it. Joy.
Once again, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Shine Lord Radio. Shout out to Kamisha, Lillian, Sean, Donna, and Sandra, and everybody else that was on Facebook Live. and those that were on Zoom Live. Shout out to you guys too. Until tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. our time, 6 a.m. Pacific Coast time, we will have the Morning Grind hosted by Kijana Owens. It's a good motivational show, and we're going to talk about different things with him. Followed by 8 p.m., same day, Monday. Yeah, we doubling up. 8 p.m., we have the Kia Dion Plug Show. Tuesday, we have Turn Up Tuesday at 12 noon live. The replay will be at 7 p.m. Wednesday, we have After the Lights Go Out at 8 p.m. Thursday, we have Throwback Thursday, start at 10 p.m. Friday, we have Club We Talk Radio starting at midnight into Saturday morning. Then Saturday, we'll be on to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by Big Joe, along with the youth show, the Ken and Rod Show, at 2. Mind, Body, and Soul will be at 10. Sundays, you have Brand New Day with Emily Blue, followed by the Shine Lord Radio with myself. And thank you guys for listening, tuning in. Again, if you want to hear anything or got a topic or anything, you can email me at bray@wetalkradio.com. That's bray@wetalkradio.com. You all have a wonderful evening, and be careful if you're out on the roads.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.